So this morning we have two parables about seeds, but are also two parables about the kingdom of God. And we often move really quickly into that mustard seed parable because we all know it. But we all know it from a different gospel. We know the mustard seed of faith that can move mountains. This is a different understanding of the mustard seed as Jesus is teaching us this morning about the kingdom of God. So he begins with the first parable about the sower scattering seeds. And I don't know if you've noticed, but I noticed when I first began looking at it, is it's like the sower scatters the seeds and then just goes about his business. Leaves them where he scattered them and lets them do their thing. Because it says, and he knows not how they grow. Well, many of you know that as you drive down Kittrell Road, you see Leo's Gardens. You see the greenery that's happening there. Leo's not a gardener by trade. In fact, Leo never grew up gardening. He grew up as an auto mechanic most of the time, was greasy, and I won't tell you how wonderful his jacket smelled, but that was one of those things that I just loved. Anyway, he grew up not anywhere near the ground. He was doing the things that Leo does, and when we got married, he wanted to try gardening when we came to North Carolina, and we unsuccessfully tried in Stella. It was an utter failure. So when we got here, he began looking at how he could garden, and he began making his raised beds that you now have. But all of you who have this expertise have shared gardening tricks and tips with him. But Leo just does what Leo does, and he kind of scatters seeds where he scatters, and you can see the abundance that grows there. You know, he overfills beds, and yet they grow. Now, Donald Rose gave us some special seeds. And Leo put them in one of those. She even gave him the pretty little boxes to put the little seeds in. And we had them outside, and he was so excited. He was going to watch those seeds become little stalks and all of the things. And then we had a big storm. And the table blew over. So we took this soil, and we put it in one of the beds. And now we have things that are growing that we have known not what they are. But they're growing. So why am I telling you all about Leo and his garden that seems to be a success even though both of us don't know what we're doing? Because Jesus talks about the kingdom that way. That the sower sowed the seeds and didn't know why it would grow. God's kingdom is growing in the world and we don't know how. So what are the seeds of the kingdom? Because the kingdom must have different seeds, right? So I'm thinking, and you might be thinking, that we are the seeds, and we might be. But first I'm going to say the things that are of God, that are kingdom seeds, are when we express love and hospitality and care and reconciliation. Those are all kingdom seeds being planted between two people. And the kingdom grows from there and creates a harvest. So I want you to think about how that can multiply, how we can have bits of the kingdom growing throughout the world just by how we interact with those that we know and don't know. Our task is somewhat sowing seeds, that we send out the seeds of love, the seeds of forgiveness, the seeds of mercy. We send them out in our actions, in our words, and in our relationships. The kingdom was inbreaking into the world when Jesus came, and it continues to be inbreaking into the world until he comes again, and we have the kingdom of God in its fullness here on earth. But in the meantime, it's spreading through the sowing of seeds. But also within us, that seed is sown, isn't it? The kingdom of God is within. So we are growing, a little bit like Leo's onion plant. Leo has some scallions that grew and grew and grew, and then on the very top of it is this little ball, which holds seeds. And they will scatter and create more scallions. We, as we grow in our faith, we scatter seeds of God's kingdom through our very being, through our very reaction or relationships with others. We are the seed that can be harvested, but we're also the sower that sows the seeds. So this is how the spreading of the kingdom happens. And I used for a group that didn't understand it too well because they haven't been there. But how many of you have seen a movie with the 8mm films that you run on the projector and the projector gets really hot and suddenly you see all these spots and spots and spots and then the picture disappears? The kingdom of God is those spots. And as it grows and grows and grows, the illusion of the world as we know it will disappear. And we will see the kingdom of God amongst us. So Jesus is explaining to us about how the kingdom of God is moving through the world until he comes again through the first parable of the seeds. The second parable, the mustard seed parable, is the parable of what the kingdom of God is like for us. It's why is it here? Or what does it do for us? Why would we want to sow the seeds of the kingdom? And he tells of how the bush grows to the point that birds can nest in it and animals in the desert would come underneath and hang out and be comforted from the heat of the day by the shade of the bush. The kingdom of God is that place where we dwell, where we have peace, where we have security. The word is shalom often. Shalom is not just peace. Shalom is the welfare, the goodness of the community. It is there in the kingdom of God we can dwell and be fully loved and beloved, and the world is right. But it's also that place when the world is scary, we come and we hang out in that kingdom space in our time of prayer so that God can nourish us. We find our rest. We find our home in the kingdom of God. So we who are the seeds, the sower, are also the ones who dwell in the kingdom of God. So what is the good news that we're hearing today? Is that the kingdom is here, is it not? It's here in each and every one of us. It is here in our relationships to one another. It is growing and we can't even see it because our eyes are blinded to the kingdom because we're looking at the world and we're only seeing what the world wants us to see. So your task this coming week is to have kingdom eyes, to look if you can spy where the kingdom is growing, to look and see where we might be having a harvest of kingdom love somewhere. Can you do that? Can you look for the kingdom? And can you take some time to be a sower of seeds? Can you sow seeds? Can you sow seeds? Yeah, can you sow seeds for the kingdom? And this is the marvelous thing. We don't have to worry once we sow them. It's not our responsibility to take care of them afterwards. God does that. We're just asked to do that first step, to sow the seeds, to plant them. And even when the wind blows them where it will, we can still replant them and have something grow that is beautiful and wonderful. As things progress in our lives and in this world, we just need more kingdom moments, more kingdom seeds, more kingdom sowers of the seed. So let's get sowing. And that's not the sowing that Karen Driver does with needle and thread. It's the one where we scatter the seeds in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.